Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
After the hour, thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Jay Myers is here. Jay's a good friend of ours, a longtime tenure member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of a couple of books. One of them, at least, is an award-winning book. He's but on his day job, he's the founder and the president of Interactive Solutions, which is a regular small business. Main Street small business just like yours, except for the different things that you sell and that he sells. But he's out there where the rubber meets the road every day making it happen. And he's been hanging out with me for a while now talking to us about what really happens out there on Main Street. Jay Myers, welcome back.
Appreciate it, Jim. Thanks for having me on the show.
You're welcome, Jay. Always welcome here. So you're just, as I was telling the audience before you got here, Jay, that you're just like everybody else out there, small business owners listening to the show, except for one thing in most cases. You are the author of two books. Most small business owners are not, but more should be. What do you think?
Well, I can only speak from my own personal experiences. And, you know, it's probably the craziest idea I ever had in my life about writing the first book, much less the second and everything. But, you know, there was some emotional things that I had to just kind of get out of my system, but I had something to say, and it involved a lot of my startup woes, along with, as you know, Jim, when we first had the first interview, the embezzlement situation I had
right.
in my business, where my accounting manager stole $250,000.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that was, so I had a collaborator, I spent way too much money getting the book published, but I will tell you, and for your listeners, it is the single best thing I've ever done in my career. And even, you know, along with, I should say, the business and starting and everything, because it's positioned me and my company in a totally different way than it would have been otherwise. As an example, being on your show this morning, had that book not been written, you and I would probably never even know each other.
We would probably never have met. Yeah, that's right.
And I think that it's critical for small business
and look,
owners.
Look how your world, listeners. look how your life has been amazingly taken off. How it's just leapt off the ground just by knowing me, right? Hello.
Well, that's exactly
Hello?
Right.
Hello.
That, no, that's exactly right. But you know, it's beyond the PR part of it, which has been ridiculous. I mean, we've been in the Wall Street Journal, we've been on Times Square.
But look at how much of a better PR person. Look how much better has come your ability to come across with everybody. Not only the press or the media, but your customers. Look at the training that it gave you.
Well, it's exactly right.
And we haven't even talked about the content of the book or the book sales. We haven't talked about that. This is
right. Well,
what we're talking about is the door openers.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Jim. Both the books have to deal, for the most part, with overcoming some kind of adversity and some personal stories and all that. And then there's a lot of trying to tell stories to help other entrepreneurs. That's been my mission for forever. And the thing I think is so interesting about these books is that people treat you one way when you're just a regular businessman. Not that we all our small business owners out there don't get a lot of respect, but
mm-hmm.
You write a book, and it's like there's a totally different conversation. People invite you to be on TV. People invite you to be on a radio station. People, you know, that you would never otherwise meet, ask you. For me, the big thing is speaking engagements. So, Jim, and when I do my speaking engagements, guess what I do for the first couple of minutes? I give an ad for the business. So I'm exposing the company to all kinds of new prospects. Let me tell you real quick some of the people I've spoken to in the last several years. Most recently, the Collegiate Entrepreneurs Organization in Tampa, as well as Duke University. And how would I have ever gotten in those positions had I not read the books? The books were part of everybody that went and attended any of those presentations got a copy of one of the books. And it just, it's a totally different platform than anything else. As you and I both know, Jim, it's one of the hardest things you'll ever do in your life, trying to write a book.
For men, it's as close as we'll ever come to birthing a baby. And I have to point this out. A lady called me on this the other day. I'm not saying it's like birthing a baby. I'm not saying it's as bad as tough as that. I'll say it that way because I've been around that and I know how that is. But it is as close. Listen to my words. It's as close as we'll ever come to birthing a baby.
Yeah, I mean, it's just incredibly hard to do, to stay focused.
But once you get it behind you one time, the benefits just keep on paying. And the thing is, all you did was write what you knew.
Well, that's exactly right.
And I mean, it turns out that in your two cases, they were adversity situations, but they don't have to be. You just write what you knew, and you had help. You were smart enough to say, okay, the first time, I need somebody to pull this out of me. Right?
Right.
And they did.
Correct.
They pulled it out of you and showed you the path, and you didn't do that the second time. The second time, you wrote your own book all by yourself, right?
Right, yeah. The first time was kind of a collaboration. The second one was just all me. And you're exactly right, Jim. The second time around, it gets a whole lot easier. But let me go back to the value of this for a second for your listeners. Even as most recent as today, my team and I are getting ready to do a presentation for a Fortune 500 company in Memphis. The CIO that's in charge of that company's, information technology, guess where I met him? At the University of Memphis when I was presenting to an executive MBA
class. That's exactly right.
And he had
a
copy of my book, and he liked it. He invited me to lunch. And who knows where that – and there's several of those other things. If your listeners are saying, how do you monetize this? I've been monetizing it for 10 years.
Well, see,
and as an example, Jim, excuse me.
Go ahead.
That as an example, when the first book came out and I was so excited about it, I literally sent every one of our customers a copy of it with a letter and thanking them for their support.
Very smart.
And, Jim, it was astounding from 07 to 11 when we built the business from 11 to $25 million. Those books were going out the door every day.
And you didn't even think about what the books would cost you because you knew it was a worker bringing in business on the other end.
Absolutely. It was cheaper than a sales call.
That's exactly right.
And this is the other thing that
people
don't understand, but they need to.
And it established you as a thought leader and as an authority. And, folks, that's what you want this today. And remember, in today's world, long before they know whether you're competitive or not, they determine whether you're relevant to them or not. And a book is major, solid gold relevance. Quick break. Right back with Jay Myers. Jay, I need your website real quick.
ISIPN.com.
All right, so check it out. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.